This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabam. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Mishnah Bura, Simen Lamed Beis. We're up to Sif Lamed Zayin. Oyer Habatim Tzarech Liyos Me'or Behima Chayav Oif Tahirim. The hide of the batim need to be from the hide of an animal, a wild animal, a bird that are kosher. Afilu Menevela Oitrepa Shalahem. Even, it doesn't have to be shechted. It could be roadkill. You could be driving down the Catskill, run over a bird, and say, "Hey, you know, Gamzu L'Toiva. I wouldn't mind a new pair of tefillin." So even a nevela or trefa, for a shor lasis miklafa ma'or shalil, you could even make the from the parchment or the hide of a placenta or an embryo. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkotin kufsamache, or habatim, vuadin, or hatitura. Likewise, the hide of the titura, the hamavarta, kivan shemachuber v'tafer shabat, the habatim, since it's attached and connected to the batim. So let's see what all these things are. Well, we have a diagram. We might as well get it exact. So here he says the batim need to be made from the hide of the himachav of tahirim. Beis is a titura, okay? This is a titura, meaning this is the bias per se. This is considered the titura. So the titura is basically, it seems like it's the base of the bias. I don't think I realized they made it this way. One second. Beis is a titura. That's this part and this part. The ma'avarta is this part. Ma'avarta because the ritsua goes through this passageway, right? The ritsua, this is the passageway of the ritsua. This is the titura. Okay, so the titura seems like it's the base of the bias. The wider part of the bias is called the titura, and the place where the strap goes through is called the ma'avarta. That could also be made out of these types of hide. Tahirim. Kosher, the sivlamantia taras Hashem beficha, says so that the Torah Hashem should be in your mouth, min hamutar beficha, that which you're allowed to eat. Okay, now, let's move on. V'ki van de'ois shim shum arames, al-shem shakai, nikamat ba'ar hatvilin. Since, right, it says, lamantia taras Hashem beficha, so that the Torah of God should be something mutter in your mouth. So you say, that's very nice. That's with the Torah. What does that do with the bias? Maybe the parshios have to be made of something I'm allowed to eat. But why does the bias have to be something that I'm allowed to eat? It's not Torah. That since the shin is merames to the shem shakai, which the shin is nikmat in the aura of tefillin, it's bechlal Torah Hashem. Let's see what they're doing with this diagram. I guess page two. Yeah, this. The shin. Okay. Now, I want to tell you something very interesting. There's an interesting Beis Yosef. What's the inyan of the shin on the tefillin? Beis Yosef says that if you take the Yud Kei Vav Kei and you atbash it, so then the yud would be tav shin resh kuf sadi pei ayin samach nun mem. The yud becomes a mem, and the hey becomes a sadi. Okay, so that's mem sadi, and the vav becomes a pei, and the hey becomes a sadi. So let's do that. Mem plus Tzadi is 130, plus pay is 210, plus tzadi is 300. Shin is yud kei vav kei at bash. Interesting. So the shin is really the shem havaya in its entirety. Okay, so it's considered part of lamantia teres Hashem beficha kibyar chazaka hitziach Hashem me'eretz Mitzrayim. Sivkatan kufsamach. Oh, be'en chil ben ashal roish oyashal yan. Kufsamach zayin. Miklaf. Even though it's thin, it's called hide. Shlil degam oiray nikra ar. Its hide is still called hide. Ba'afagavdu nikra basil in yatama. Even though regarding tuma, it's called meat. Mekomakam loy gora me oif me ar oif. The shlil is not worse than the hide of a bird. La'asoysan miklaf. Rakshay yashchirim dirtsuah shchayros halach l'mosh misinai. You just have to blacken it because black straps is halach l'mosh misinai. Okay. Now, one second. We have to see the Rama first. Says Rama, haga b'chin haritzuah is yachal la'asoys miklafa ar shlil. Likewise, ritzuah you could make from the parchment or the hide of a shlil. I think the shlil is an embryo. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "La'asoys meklaf rak sheyashchirem." You have to blacken them. Deretzua shchayro is halach l'moshe misinai. Black straps is halach l'moshe misinai. Le meubad l'shmai. Okay. Now let's continue in the mechaber. The tzarich sheya meubad l'shmai hecha de'efshar. You need to tan it l'shma in order where it's possible. Where you could tan it l'shma, you should do so. Says this Mishnah Berurah Ubed Lashmai. Then, oh good, I'm not. I'm happy you're back because when we went to check out the tannery, so first of all, tanning is not for the faint-hearted. I'm still smelling it right now. It's like I don't know, 6 weeks later, 2 months. I don't even remember anymore. But I still remember the smell. So here you have these two chevra. The reason why you can't see their face is because they have a clothespin on their nose, so they didn't want to show the face, but where it's possible to be ma'abed, the hides, lishma, you should do so. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'im ha'ibud ha'yarak l'ritzuos loy mahani l'habatim d'kdushasan chamura. If you are ma'abed lishma, just the ritzuos, that's not going to help for the batim, its kedusha is greater. So let's see the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says in Me'ubad L'Shmai, Ve'ibad Zeh L'Kulayam Alav Me'Halach L'Mashem Misinayhu. Why do you have to tan it? It's not Halach L'Mashem Misinay. U'mad Etzach Ibad Hu Mishum L'Shma. The reason why you need Ibad is because every part of the process has to be L'Shma. The Chaldavar Kedush Be'inan L'Shma. Prima Gadim. I don't really understand what the point of the Bir Halacha is. I mean, don't you have to tan it? Otherwise, you can't produce the leather. What's the Bir Halacha bothered by? Why do you need to tan it? I guess it's not Halacha L'Moshe Misina, you need to tan it. You need to tan it because otherwise you can't get leather. The reason it has to be Lashma is because everything that is done with Stam has to be Lashma, but it's not Halacha L'Moshe Misina. It's not like we have halach l'moshe misinai that it has to be ibud l'shma. You need to do ibud because you need to do ibud, otherwise you can't produce the leather. And it has to be l'shma because stam, that's a general principle in any stage in producing something for stam. Okay, I want to look in the next bir halacha very quickly. Hecha de efsher. If you could do ibud l'shma, you should try to do that. I am b'magen Avram shekasev dim ein loy klaf acher. If you don't have any other klaf, yachal levarach hazeh, you could make a bracha on it. Why? The chedai hu aramam lismach levarach. The gam Rashi Yisrael lekein. If you look in the Ber Hagoyla, the Baragola brings that the Smag and the Rush require Ibud Lashma, the Rambam does not require. So if you don't have Ibud Lashma, then you can rely on the Rambam. Ulachaira ain makel hamagram l'inyan bracha. Rak bim hayam ubud vishaloy lashma. The Magaram is only lenient if you did tan it, but it was shaloy lashma. Avim avaloy b'sheinim ubud klal dezeloy matzina l'rasha. The Rashi. In other words, if it's not tanned at all, that the Magen Avraham would never be lenient. He says, Ibrami madigilanu agras makaira darame hade ervin de arabatim ukein ark meashu arshe inamu vet klal. The fact that the Gra says the source of the Rambam, that you don't need lishma, is from a Gemara that says you don't even need ibud because it's like a kamea. That seems to indicate that you perhaps would be able to make a brach even if it's not mu'ubed at all. However, in the next line, the Be'er says, "Mikamakum aniyas dati tzachina ikra dedinam yesh lismech al magen ram shemekel inya bracha." It's not pashut you can rely on the magen Avram. So we'll rely on him if it was mu'ubed, but it was not lishma. But if it was not moving at all, it seems like the Be'er Halacha is not satisfied relying on him. Okay, we're going to continue tomorrow in Sif Katan Kuf Ayin Aleph. Okay, have a beautiful day. Baruch Hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.